Hello, this 5 minutes of Prophet is the Word of God, episode 170. 170. It's 170 of 5 minutes. Put it together and you see the kind of work that this involves. So we're going to our golden scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So I almost said Matthew because that is where we will shift to after we go through Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. So he says, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That is Hebrews 4:12. And then we box it up with James 1:22. What is James 1:22 saying? If you've been listening to me, then you can't be able to say it. "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And I always add, you will not walk in self-delusion in Jesus' name. So we looked at James 1:21. We said that put away all filthiness, and rather turn your attention to implanting God's word in your heart. And that is that the word has the power to save your soul. So we said that, okay, how are we going to plant the word? We're going to only plant it if we will take thought. We will carefully look at the word, pay attention to the word. And then we read Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25. We realize that a lot of people are rather taking thoughts on negativity. You are thinking through negativity. You are thinking, oh, and my father died young. And so what about me? And this happened to this person. So what will happen to me? Do not take thought. Refuse to continue thinking that way. Rather, shift it. You can shift it like how you shift the car. How you shift a car. Or how you shift a ship. How do you do it? By the rudder. It's a very small thing, but you use it, you move it, and the whole ship moves. You turn the whole thing. How are you able to do that? So you say, decide that I am not going to think negative. Because Jesus said in Matthew 6:25-34, he said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." Don't take thought for your life. He said, "What you eat, what you drink, nor yet for your body what you put on." Then he begins to say, is your body not more than meat? You know, sometimes because of maybe hardship, you've gone through some hardship as a child, the way you suffered before, you ate your parents and all that. So that has become the main thing for you, to get food. And people will do anything to get food. They will do anything. I mean, they know what hunger pangs are. They know the pangs of hunger. They know it too well. It's a familiar feeling. And now that you are growing, it's like, I would never go through this again. I would never go through this again. So because of that, then you focus on negativity. What would I eat? What will I drink? What will I put on? Then be like, how am I going to pay the children's school fees? How am I, where is it coming from? Where is, I know that thing. The devil tells you, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? But what about our God? He calls light out of darkness. Who told you that you can call light out of darkness? I mean, call light out of something, but calling light out of that darkness. If darkness will give you light, won't it give you light? Why are you calling light out of darkness? But that is our God. He calls light out of darkness. So he says to you that if you think and think and think and think and focus on negativity, he says that, do you add anything to your life? Do you? That even look at the sparrow walking about and not doing anything, and yet is fed by your father. And then what about the lilies of the field? Let's consider the lilies of the field. How they grow? They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wow, this is what God is saying to you. God says, in other words, I Solomon was not even arrayed like this. So there are people who wear more nicer things than Solomon. Say, I'm able to clothe you more than Solomon. And I've seen God do that for me. God amazed me. Oh, this year he did that. In the pandemic, in the time when, who is going to, where are you going to buy new clothes from? God changed my wardrobe for me. Hey, he shocked me. He shocked me. God, the same God. And you see, I was not even thinking about it. Now, when it was happening, I was saying, Lord, I don't even need clothes. And that's what I was saying in my head. I said, I don't even need clothes. That's not where I want money for something else, but not for clothes. And God was saying, yes, you don't need clothes, but I'm giving you more than 10. I'm giving it to you. Oh, God is amazing. And I see him doing the same thing for you. Take no thought. Rather, focus on the word. What the word says. What it says. What have you read today? What are you hearing today? Listen, focus on the positive, on God's word. Focus. Take thoughts for the word. Take thought. Let your thoughts be on the word. Your thoughts be on the word. Your thoughts be on the word. And my God, the word has the ability to turn your life, to follow after the word. Your life will be the word. Your life will be the word. I say again, your life is the word. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.